When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry home?
Paper bags.
And what do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potato would come in a...
Well, sometimes it comes in a burlap sack, and then again they come in paper sacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Well, I read you talking about
this little rectangular,
Oh, harp that you make music. Mm-hmm. We call it a harp.
Okay. What do you call the small instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
That's an old juice harp.
Okay. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, that's what we always call one. Just a merry-go-round.
Okay. And what do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
We call that a grindstone if it turns, and if it don't, we call it a wet rock.
And do you have different kinds of wooden fences around?
Yes, we used to have rail fences. We split the rails, you know. And
could you draw some pictures for me of, you know, the different kinds that they had here?
Well, they were just long pieces, and I used to draw fences.
And those are what, the rail?
Yeah, these ends are rails.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to cross them at each end.
Mm-hmm.
To where the, see, I'm building you a pen.
Mm-hmm.
It'll put stock in. See, you had to tie them together at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Right.
Now that was a pen. Mm-hmm. That was a rail pen that you put your stock in. And your rail fence just zigzagged right on, but they had to zigzag them like that and tie them together.
Mm-hmm.
And this was called fence jams, and we'd have to hoe out them. See, this rail went up there, well, this one crossed it, and this one crossed it, and this one crossed it, that one went that way, and this one crossed it, come down this way, and this one crossed it, it went down that way. See, that's
mm-hmm.
where they was put together. They weren't no,
mm-hmm.
they locked their cells together.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they lock the cells together.
Mm-hmm. Do they still use those around here?
Yeah, yeah. Some. When you can get them. And they're real expensive. And see, the fence done just like that all the way till it made it as long as you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was inside the field. That was on the outside. The road was outside.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the inside, but we had to keep these inside hold out,
mm-hmm.
keep them clean.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pin the cows, we pinned them, and these were wood. And they were split out of trees.
Okay, and do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences?
No, they was all just called rail fences at that time. Now, your yard fence had palings, they call them picket fences.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to draw you a little piece of that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, now just to say, this is a... I'm going to draw you a little house right down here. All right, what you're drawing now. You can draw anything I want to. I'm not much of a drawer anymore. And a lot of them had these high peaks at the tops. This bedroom is still about one. And this year now, the chimney comes from the ground up here. That's your brick chimney, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to stop it right there. And they usually always had two, and some had more. And that's these blocks. These are your doorsteps. And this